Welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep today into peak performance, not just for athletes, though. We're talking about reaching that next level in any field, really.
Oh, absolutely.
Our guide, some really cool stuff from the website of Niagara Neuropsychology.
Yeah, they're experts in, well, the mental game behind athletics.
And a lot more, actually.
And what I find so interesting is how they emphasize the mental side of things. It's just as important as physical skill, they say.
Right. Whether you're an athlete running a company or even like an artist.
Exactly.
It made me think, you know, they point out that almost all Olympians, pro athletes, work with sports psychologists.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder how much we've been missing out on, you know, in other parts of life by neglecting the mental game.
It's like having a personal trainer. For your brain, almost.
Yeah.
But they go even further, these folks, using cognitive neuroscience to personalize that training.
Cognitive neuroscience. Okay, now that sounds a little intimidating.
Okay. All right.
Could you break that down for us, for me and for our listeners who, you know, aren't neuroscientists?
Sure. It's basically about understanding how your brain works when it comes to thinking, learning, and performing, and then using that knowledge to come up with techniques, strategies to, you know, perform better.
So it's not just giving general advice then. It's more like figuring out how your brain works best.
Exactly. It's like knowing which mental buttons to push to get the best possible output from your own system.
I see they talk about a customized assessment being a big part of their approach.
Absolutely. And that's where it gets really fascinating, I think. They focus on three main areas. First, defining your goals.
Okay, that makes sense. Setting goals.
But it goes deeper than that. It's not just about setting A and Y goal. It's about really getting clear on what success means for you specifically.
I see. So there's a difference between, you know, wanting to just be successful and having a clear vision of what that actually looks like for you in your life.
A huge difference. And then they dive into, get this, your mental skills inventory.
Mental skills inventory. Okay, I like this. Tell me more.
So it's about figuring out which mental skills, you know, you're already strong in and which ones might need a little work.
So what kind of mental skills are we talking about here? I imagine those would be different depending on what you do, right? What your field is.
Oh, absolutely. For an athlete, it might be a visualization or staying focused under pressure. For someone leading a company, maybe it's decision-making skills or staying calm in tough situations. And for an artist, well, it could be boosting creativity, getting past self-doubt.
It's about figuring out the mental skills that really matter for your success.
Right. Whatever it is you're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
And this reminded me of how the source material talks about helping all these different high achievers, athletes, executives, entrepreneurs, even academics and writers.
It seems like they all need to perform at a high level, right? Often under a lot of pressure.
You got it. And that's where their personalized approach really makes a difference. The third area they look at is what I call the X factor, I guess you could say.
The X factor?
Your personality, your values, all those unique things that make you you.
So what works for, say, a star athlete wouldn't necessarily work for, I don't know, a novelist who's got writer's block.
Exactly. You wouldn't coach them the same way, right? Think about it. Someone like, oh, I don't know, Michael Jordan, known for being super competitive.
Right.
Versus Mr. Rogers, known for empathy, gentleness.
Totally different.
Both achieved incredible things, but their paths were different. The mental skills they needed to develop, also very different.
I love that. It's about knowing who you are, then finding the strategies that fit you. Your needs, your strengths.
Yeah, that's the key.
And I think it's fascinating how they're using, you know, science to do this.
Yeah.
To get so personalized. This isn't just about, like, you know, positive thinking or something, is it?
No, no, not at all. There's real science behind it. For example, one area of cognitive neuroscience they might use is something called neurofeedback.
Neurofeedback.
Yeah. It involves measuring your brainwave activity and then using that info to help you train your brain to be more effective.
Wait, so you can actually train your brain like it's a muscle?
In a way, yeah. Think of it this way. Let's say you have an athlete who struggles with performance anxiety. Neurofeedback can help them learn to regulate their brainwaves, the ones associated with anxiety.
I see.
And that allows them to, you know, stay calm, focused, even under pressure.
Wow. Okay. That's a real brain hack, I guess you could say.
You could say that.
And you mentioned this is about more than just athletics, right?
Absolutely. They're applying these techniques to all sorts of fields now. They're even using it with executives to help them focus better, make decisions, regulate their emotions.
It makes you wonder if we've all been like underestimating the power of the mental game. I know I have.
Yeah, it's easy to overlook, isn't it?
So thinking about our own lives and maybe our own mental skills inventory, what skills do you think are just crucial for success, no matter what field you're in?
That's a great question, and a really important one for all of us to consider. It depends on the person, their goals, of course, but there are some universal ones for sure.
Well, give us some examples. Don't leave us hanging. I'm sure our listeners are eager to hear what the expert thinks.
Well, resilience, for sure. You know, that ability to bounce back from setbacks.
Oh, resilience.
We all face challenges, but it's how we handle them, how we recover that makes the difference. Learning from mistakes, adapting, staying positive even when things are tough.
It's so important, isn't it? You know, I was just reading about a study, actually, Olympic athletes and the ones who'd face a lot of adversity early on.
Yeah.
They were often the most successful in the end.
Makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Adversity can teach you so much. Build that mental toughness.
Like, what's that saying? A crucible? Tempering steel?
That's it. It makes you stronger, more resilient.
And that probably ties back to the whole mental skills inventory too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
If you've already built up those coping skills, that mental strength, you're better prepared to handle anything.
Exactly. And another crucial skill, I think, is self-awareness.
Right.
Really knowing yourself, your strengths, your weaknesses, what you value, what motivates you.
Self-awareness.
Yeah. It's about understanding, you know, what gives you energy,
right.
What drains you, what pushes your button.
Because once you know that stuff, then you can.
Then you can make better choices. Align your actions with your values, your goals.
You know, it's interesting. This source material we're looking at, it talks a lot about uncovering limiting beliefs.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those thoughts we have that hold us back, sometimes without us even realizing it.
That's a big part of it. We all have those stories we tell ourselves, right? Those internal narratives.
Right.
And sometimes those narratives, they're based on old information, negative experiences. So part of this mental training is about recognizing those limiting beliefs and then, you know, reframing them.
So it's not just about learning new skills. It's about unlearning old patterns, too, while the ones that are holding us back.
Exactly. Like clearing out the clutter in your mind. To make space for growth.
I like that.
And another skill that's essential, especially nowadays, focus.
Focus, oh yeah.
We're bombarded with information distractions everywhere.
All the time.
Being able to focus on what matters to block out the noise, it's crucial for deep work, for making real progress.
Focus, that's something I definitely struggle with. All the pings, the notifications, it's hard to shut it all off.
Oh, I think we all struggle with it to some degree, but the good news is, focus is like a muscle, you know? You can train it. Things like mindfulness, meditation, they can really help strengthen that ability to concentrate, resist distractions.
So it's not about becoming like some kind of Zen master, never getting distracted ever.
No, no, not at all. It's about having the tools to manage your attention, be in control.
When it matters most.
Exactly. And of course, we can't forget about emotional regulation. Super important, especially when the pressure's on.
Like, see, that's key for athletes, but
yeah.
It applies to everyone.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. We've all had those moments where we, you know, let our emotions get the better of us in a meeting, giving a presentation, even just talking to family.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Learning to manage those emotions, to stay calm, to respond thoughtfully instead of just reacting, that's huge for success in anything, really. And this is another area where cognitive neuroscience can help.
It's amazing how much they can do with the brain these days.
Right.
You know, one thing I noticed in the Niagara Neuropsychology material, they mentioned that they offer services in person, but also over the phone and online.
Yeah, they do.
I think that's great. Makes these techniques more accessible, right?
It does. You don't have to live in a big city or have a ton of resources to get this kind of support. It's opening things up for more people.
I love that. So we've covered a lot today. Cognitive neuroscience, personalized approaches, those mental skills that can make a big difference. It's been a fascinating conversation. But before we wrap up, I want to touch on one more thing that really struck me. They talk about helping clients identify their, what they call intrinsic motivators. It's about finding that drive, that passion that comes from within, not from outside rewards or pressure.
That's the key.
And the point they make is when you're in tune with those intrinsic motivators, your goals don't feel like a chore. They feel more like a calling.
It's like a fire that's already burning inside you. You're not forcing it.
Yeah, it's there. You're fully engaged, energized,
mm.
because it's something that truly matters to you.
And that That's where the magic happens. When work feels like play, you're completely absorbed in what you're doing.
Right. But how do you, you know, how do you find those intrinsic motivators? Seems like they could be buried pretty deep sometimes.
It's true. Sometimes they are. Hidden under layers of expectations, self-doubt, just the busyness of life.
Like, we need to do some excavating to uncover those treasures.
I love that. Archaeological digging for your soul. And that's where having a good coach, a therapist, can be so valuable. They can guide you, help you explore your values, your passions, your experiences, to uncover those motivators that might be driving you, even unconsciously.
So this is about more than just achieving success, then. It's about self-discovery, too. Finding fulfillment.
Absolutely. It's about aligning your actions with what truly matters to you. Creating a life that has meaning, purpose.
This whole conversation, it has been really inspiring. It's like you're giving us permission to dream bigger, to believe that we can actually reach those dreams by tapping into the power of our minds.
That's exactly it. It's about empowering yourself with the knowledge, the tools to unlock your potential. Peak performance isn't just for elite athletes or CEOs. It's for anyone who's willing to do the work, the mental work.
I'm feeling pretty pumped up now, ready to tackle my own mental skills inventory. But hold on, before we get too carried away with all that inventory taking, there was one more thing that stood out to me from this Niagara neuropsychology material. They emphasize that the whole process, it starts with curiosity.
Oh, that's so important.
It's about approaching all this, you know, this journey with a sense of openness, being willing to explore, to see what's there.
Yeah. Instead of thinking I need to fix something, it's more like, what can I discover about myself?
What potential can I unlock?
Exactly. And that curiosity, it can lead to some really cool insights. You might surprise yourself.
Find strengths you didn't even know you had.
It happens all the time.
So we're all kind of explorers, in a way.
I like that.
Charting the unknown territories of our own mind.
And who knows what we'll find along the way.
Well, on that note of exploration and discovery, I think it's time for us to wrap up this deep dive into the world of peak performance.
Yeah, I think so.
We've covered a lot today, haven't we? The science behind it all, how personalized approaches are key, the power of intrinsic motivation. But more than anything, I hope we've sparked some curiosity in you, our listener.
To do some exploring of your own.
Exactly. See what's possible.
There's so much potential within each of us.
So keep learning, keep exploring, and keep pushing those boundaries.
Because when you tap into the power of your mind,
the sky's the limit.
Until next time.